You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, one and all. It is In This League with Chris Welch. That's me. Scott Bogman. That's him. The Thanksgiving edition. Thanksgiving Eve edition. I'm sick. He's angry. And that's how we set this up. And we're going to eat food till we go into a coma tomorrow.
It's my favorite holiday. Easily my favorite holiday. It's
just because, like, you're going to eat yourself into death.
It's all about eating and watching football. I mean, it's like a Sunday on a Thursday.
Ooh, what a special holiday. All the things. I mean, do you think at some point we should talk about what we're thankful for? That doesn't have to do with food?
No.
Okay. I want to say I'm thankful for my health.
Day. Everybody's out there. Yeah, we're thankful for health and friends and family and sports. Ooh. And blah,
maybe
blah.
We could say, what are we not thankful for? Maybe, because you're right about that. Everyone out there, I mean, I haven't, because I've been sick, I haven't had enough.
FCC.
Yeah, I haven't had enough time to focus on and listen to some of our shows, like our buddies over at On Target. Some haven't been able to listen to all of them, but I'm imagining, because we have brains and we've listened to radio once in our life, we know that everyone probably did, like, hey, who are you thankful for? Who's your fantasy thankful guy? I mean, Pavona, come on here real quick. Are you around?
I sure am.
Our super producer?
Headset here. What up, boys?
Okay. I like how you're far away. He's like, I'm here, everybody. How many different shows did the thankful bit today?
Honestly, the only ones that have is Dane Martinez on Fantasy Freestyle. Other than that, I really haven't heard any of the guys saying that I'm thankful for this, or I'm not. I haven't even heard anyone that's not thankful for something.
What a bunch of ungrateful SOBs then. What's the problem? Dane Martinez is out here doing the Lord's work, and everyone else isn't thankful for anything.
Maybe the On Target guys might have done something. Oh, I'm sorry. Yesterday, Joe Bisapia did some stuff that he was thankful for on the Fantasy Black Book. Today, not so much.
Look at what a hack. Of course he did. What a hack.
They're either unthankful or hacks. So
maybe we should do what we're not thankful for this year. Because it's not all rainbows and sunshine and puppy dogs and unicorns. Right?
That's right.
Is that just me? Is that just me? Okay. Well,
no, you're right. I'm not thankful for many things. Well, I'm not thankful for drafting Patrick Beverley.
That's where I'm getting. Maybe we'll talk about some of that. So here's the lay of the land. Hour two, we're going to be breaking down all the games that are coming up. We've got Thanksgiving Day games. We've got the Sunday games. We're going to break down all that business for you. This hour, we're going to go through some football news. We've also got some baseball, basketball news that we may throw in. But I'm going to throw it to you guys. If you guys want to call in, 844-84-FNTSY. You can call in. You can ask us.
Important subject.
Well, and that's where we're going to go. Because you can call in, 844-84-FNTSY. Ask us fantasy football questions for this coming week. Tell us what you're thankful for. But we're going to settle a debate. And Pavona, I'm going to have you put out a poll during the break. Because it blew up on the internet. Because our buddy Adam Azer on CBS. We did it on the podcast. Pecan pie versus pumpkin pie. The great debate is going to start, so you can call in and weigh in on that, because guess what? We've had more interaction on the pecan and pumpkin pie debate than any damn thing we've done all year. People are locked in, so let's lock in. We're going to talk about it all, even pie, on this Thanksgiving Eve episode of In This League. Don't go anywhere. Bogman the Welsh, we will be.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you.
In This League.
Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million.
In This League.
Fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.
Thanksgiving
is a special night.
I like it. I like it. That's a good rejoin. Isn't it sad how Adam...
Dynamite. That's right.
Isn't it sad how Adam Sandler's turned? Because back in the day, there was nothing...
I don't
nothing...
think he has. He's still funny. Mm. He makes hacky movies, but they're still funny.
They're not. I mean, I can appreciate you being a nice guy and saying that, but especially on Thanksgiving Eve.
I'm not being a nice guy.
Nice guy Bogman. There's no way. He's atrocious right now.
I don't think he's atrocious. You know what I was listening to the other day? Some of his old CDs. Like, What the Hell Happened to Me? And They're All Gonna Laugh at You? Do you remember some of those?
Yeah. That's what I was getting at. Like, those were the best. Those were his old CDs, that's where it all was at.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those were really, really funny. I don't think his stuff now is atrocious. I mean, it's not as funny as his old stuff, and we are being a little bit nostalgic. But, I mean, you know, there are some things I just refuse to see, right? I didn't see whatever that movie where he went to Africa was with him and Drew Barrymore, because that was all about them wanting a vacation to Africa. So,
yeah, I don't know. I'm not any of it. So here's what we got for you outside of Adam Sandler and a great rejoin by super producer Pavona is we're going to be talking about there's a lot of fantasy football nuggets that are kind of out there right now. Nothing crazy, but there's some stuff we want to talk about that. But it is open line. It's free line for you to call in if you guys have any takes, questions, 844-84-FNTSY. It could be plays and football, baseball, basketball. It's all on the table or our great debate that we're talking about. Pecan pie versus pumpkin pie. That exploded. So real quick to set that up. Now the poll is up. The poll is officially up. I like that. I don't know if he deleted it, but there were two posts that Pavona had at the time where one had like the two pies punching each other. We randomly talked about this on, I don't remember which show it was, which one of our shows, but we were talking about the pumpkin pie versus the pecan pie. And you and I completely disagree. I think pecan pie is trash.
Right, and you're wrong.
It's trash.
You're wrong. No, it is absolutely not trash. It's good. Hey, for whatever reason, you hate pecans. I don't know what it is. I don't think I've ever met a person that just hates just pecans. Like, I've met people that are like, hey, you know, I don't like nuts. So that I get. Nuts. But you don't like just pecans. It's very, very strange.
I'm not a big...
Like everybody hates black licorice. Like, if you like black licorice, yeah. You're an alien. Like, yeah, that's
you're a communist. You're a total communist.
You're a weirdo. I've never met one human being that likes black licorice at all. But people not liking pecans, like, you compared it to black licorice last night. What's your problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I'm not even that big of a fan of pumpkin pie, but pumpkin pie for the season makes sense. All right, let's have a little bit of normalcy here. Carrie in Jersey Shore. I think, didn't Carrie call us last time? We got a actual fantasy football question. Carrie, what's up?
Well, first of all, I'm Miss Pecan Pie, and my husband's Mr. Pumpkin Pie. So
okay, so you're pecan.
Pecan pie tomorrow. Yes.
Pecan pie, that's right.
I don't know. I think
Carrie, get him.
I mean, I guess I can see where people. So let me ask you real quick: is it have to do with seasonal? What if it were like a Monday in July?
No, just seasonal.
Okay, okay. Ooh, so you would pick pumpkin over pecan in July?
Or Easter. No, I would never have pumpkin.
okay. Well, that's settled.
I'll never eat pumpkin. It might be good. Maybe I'll try it and I'll call you back tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and I'm not a huge pumpkin advocate. We'll talk about it a little bit later. We caused a controversy on Twitter because I was like, I'd rather have cheesecake, to be honest with you, if I'm picking any of these things.
No, that's what we have for tomorrow. Cheesecake and apple pie. But listen,
I trust
everyone's bringing
cheesecake
pie tomorrow,
and apple pie, the Welsh.
Anything.
Apple pie still. There's still pie.
That's fine. That's totally fine. Anything Carrie says from here on out is completely legitimized to me because they have cheesecake. These are real people. So Carrie, what is your question? You've made me feel so good that you guys are having cheesecake.
Well, real fast, I'm thankful for the 30 people coming tomorrow. I'm a family of
30?
Five siblings, all their kids. I got to make three turkeys. I am not ready, but I will be by tomorrow, and it will be football. And I'm also thankful for
many,
my football
expert. How many ovens?
You know what? Since they're all coming around 3, you get up at 5, you cook the one big turkey, then you cook the other turkey. Then I have a turkey roaster, so I can do it all. Then I have to make my eggplant. I got to make my ziti. And then everyone brings stuff too, so I'll be good.
You said 30,
please,
right? Yeah, I was about to say, you said 30. Yeah. Can you make it 32 so Scott and I can fly out to Jersey and be with you guys?
Oh, I would love to. Well, okay. Next time you're in Jersey, we can meet somewhere.
Okay, good. Cheesecake and ziti, I like it. All right, so what do we got?
So I had Winston, and then I had to drop him. And then I picked up Derek Carr, and of course he gave me, oh my God, I had to leave when he had 3 points in the fourth quarter. I had to go get ice cream for all my kids. I couldn't take it anymore. I was dying. I was like, really? You had to have that blow-up game when you were on my bench when I just picked you up because the rankings, you weren't supposed to do good. And then now you do this to me, but I was happy for 14. But going into this matchup, I really want to win again. So if I drop in Derek Carr for someone like Case Keenum, if I can get him, because I'm the fifth pick, Tyrod Taylor, you can rank them, Fitzpatrick, or Bortles.
Are you talking kind of rest, or are you looking at this week?
I don't even care. I just want to win every week. I'll just have to switch quarterbacks, right? But if you think Carr's good, even though he hasn't been bad, but I didn't have him when he was good. But the rest
he doesn't have a good matchup this week, but I do like him more than all the rest of those guys. So I mean, especially with the Raiders offense,
him, right? Because someone's going to pick him up.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think so. Can I ask you one question real quick? Do you have the option to drop someone else besides Carr and hold two quarterbacks, or is your roster just doesn't work?
Well, I wanted to see these. I think these would be better for my opponents, like Marquise Goodwin. Do I drop him? Or Delanie Walker? Or
you know what?
Jamal
I would probably
Williams.
Drop Goodwin. I think I might drop Goodwin. Goodwin. Yeah. And I would go pick up one of those quarterbacks. And I would probably play, I feel like I would play matchups in this instance. So Carr doesn't have the greatest matchup this coming weekend. I mean, Denver hasn't also been playing themselves. But go look at Bortles. Bortles is going against Arizona. It's an away game.
I don't like Bortles this week. I would, to be honest, if it was between Bortles and Keenum, I'd rather have Keenum. But I tell you what, the highest over out of all these games that we're talking about, well, I guess the Minnesota-Detroit game is a little bit higher of an over. It's 44.5. Denver and Oakland is 43.5. But the stupid Raiders have been throwing the ball 50 times a game. Like, they've been kind of predictable. I almost would just start Derek Carr pure out of the volume play. Like,
I'm
he's
cool with that,
throw the
too.
Ball a ton of times. So, you know, just assuming maybe he gets 250 or 350 yards just because they throw the ball so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in agreement.
And
here,
he might have a good game, right? Like, even if I get 14, 15 points, I could take that. I just don't want 2 or 3. But you know what? I made it this far, 6-5 with Winston. I think 2 or 3 games given me 2 or 3 points.
I think Carr's your guy. Denver's offense is kind of inept right now. Their defense isn't quite the no-fly zone it was. And just pure volume, Carr's one of those guys that you could go into the third quarter with 3 or 4 points and you're like, oh, what's happening? And just because they're going to be slinging the ball because they don't run it, he's going to get you some garbage points. He's a better version of garbage Blake Bortles. So I would say in your situation, I'm good with rolling out with Carr, and I would be thankful you have that situation, because you could be like me in one of my leagues where I'm deciding between Jacoby Brissett and Brett Huntley. So
I mean, Andy Dalton Andy Dalton threw 3 touchdowns against the Broncos last week. So if Andy Dalton can do it, Derek Carr can definitely do it. I don't know if he will, but he can. There's definite possibility.
Exactly.
Well, he will if I drop him, so we won't drop him.
Exactly.
Right about that.
You nailed it. You got it.
Better bets, right? So at least, well, listen, this is how I looked at it. When he gave me 14 points, my kicker gave me 20. I was like, all right, so he should be the quarterback, and he should be the kicker. So it worked out. And I won in that last oh my God, that Doug Baldwin catch by 2 points. I was so happy.
See, and you got something to be thankful for walking into this holiday tomorrow. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for calling in. I know we're heading to a break here. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We and absolutely love when you call in. Thank you so much.
Enjoy those 30 guests.
Yeah, yeah. You call us in. Enjoy the cheesecake. The what was it? The Italian dish? Ziti. Baked ziti. I love it. All right. Well, we love Carrie. You guys can call in 844-84-FNTSY. We'll be back. More football. Pecan versus pumpkin. It's going down.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's In This League.
Look, I have had just about enough of
In This League.
Oh, you had about enough of
In This League.
First you delay.
In This League.
Then you bump.
In This League.
I can't wait to see what happens next.
What even happened there?
Trains and automobiles.
That was. Why is that the only... I was talking with Pavona about that before the show. Why is that the only Thanksgiving movie? Are there other ones?
No, I remember there's a lot of South Park Thanksgiving specials. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of animated Thanksgiving, but yeah, that's it.
I guess Charlie Brown is like the big one. Let's see. 18 best
Thanksgiving.
I always
like Jimmy and Gobbles.
Gobbles!
Yellow!
Dutch. Dutch is good. Dude, Dutch is maybe the most underrated movie of all time.
I don't remember it. Who's in it?
Ed O'Neill.
Nope. Nothing. Nope.
Nah, look it up. You might remember it. His spoiled brat son-in-law is at some private school, and he has to go pick him up. And he's
yeah, I see the cover. Nope. None of
no?
it.
No, nothing. You got.
I mean, it looks
it,
like
dude.
Every movie that was ever made in the '90s. It was like some child abusing adults, and something funny happening, and just adults being just brutalized, and that's what. This
oh,
is.
Are you too good for that? Are you too good
no,
for those
saying.
Movies?
I saw it. It was Home Alone 1 and 2.
Yeah, it's not. It's not Home Alone, and it was before Home Alone 2. You jerk. So,
no, well,
watch Dutch. It's
there.
Great. Dutch is amazing. Another horrible take from the Welsh.
Well,
pumpkin
pie is
winning. I notice how we don't check in on the polls when my stuff's winning.
Oh, my
but
God.
We always check in on the polls when your stuff is winning. Right now,
I
it's
had
53% to 47% pecan pie over pumpkin pie.
This is madness. I haven't even looked. If you've got a take, if it's a fantasy take or question, you can call us in. We're glad to help you out. Carrie called a little bit ago. 844-84-FNTSY. Or if you've got a take on this pecan pie versus pumpkin pie, I am literally shocked. 53% pumpkin pie right now, or pecan over pumpkin. Pavona, quickly, come join us. Are you pecan or pumpkin?
That's a really tough one for me, but yeah. I'm going to have to go with pumpkin. But it's kind of close in the fact that I don't like either.
See, okay, you and me.
I don't hate
same.
Them, though. I don't hate them. They're both really
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't
back off the Welsh.
Like them. I don't like you them. See, my I favorite know. Pie is actually banana cream pie. Why are you giving me that? How could you say that? Oh,
I think he's thinking of Always Sunny.
wait,
cream.
there it is. Yeah, you got it.
I got it. Now. Okay.
The Welsh hasn't. He's not all caught up on Always Sunny, so I'm not 100% sure if he's in on the gag. But
no, I mean, I'm not in on the gag. I'll have to check it out. But more than anything, it was. Just like that's a pie that you throw
you're
at someone's face. No, you just throw it someone. You throw it at someone's face. You gotta throw a cheesecake at someone's
you?
Face.
How dare you?
I don't know. It's crazy. You got you.
Key lime pie is my absolute favorite pie. By the way,
you know what? We can all agree. We have come to an agreement. Key lime pie is incredible.
Dude, my buddy's wife makes this Kool-Aid pie. It's
ew.
The most amazing thing. No, dude, it's insane. So. It's like it'd be like a fruit punch pie. It is
that
so
awful.
Ridiculous. I know it sounds awful, but it's so good, dude. It is so ridiculously good.
I'll take your word for it. It probably is good. It sounds like something I would rather throw up.
I mean, are you going to trust a skinny person or a fat guy? You're not talking to a skinny person here.
Well, come on. You're team pecan pie, so I have a little bit of a question. I'm guessing it's edible. It's just like sitting around being like, oh, you know what I need? A fruit punch pie. No.
It's so good, dude. It's basically, it's kind of like key lime pie, but she makes it with diabetes. Like a packet of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's someone who cares nothing about anyone's health.
Well, I mean, you're making pie. Are you going to have diet vegan pie? It's pie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eat the pie. Make it good.
Eat the pie, clown. What's the problem? A key lime pie.
Eat the pie, you clown.
Phenomenal. I'm so excited you said that. All right. You guys can call us in if you guys got take on that. We'll review that as well as any fantasy questions because we got games early. We got games. We always have a Thursday game, but we've got three games going down tomorrow, which always gets me pretty excited. Let's go over a few of the news and notes just to get everybody kind of worked up here. First off, just getting this out of the way, I'm very disappointed the Niners did not make Jimmy Garoppolo the starting quarterback. I know Beathard maybe deserved it, but
I don't know if Beathard deserves anything. Sure, they beat the Giants, but whatever. But I thought maybe you would like this move because, Beathard's probably going to lose. So
you just nailed it. I was going to say spin zone. This is them being smart and making sure that they lose the game. So hashtag suck for Saquon.
Yeah. Saquon, I mean, if you guys haven't seen Saquon, I know he hasn't played the best recently, but just go watch his film. If you're a team that's picking, if you're a Browns fan, if you're a Niners fan, if you're a Giants fan, if you're a Lions fan or Raiders fan that need a running back real bad, this dude is amazing. I mean, you think Leonard Fournette's good. This guy's going to be better because he's doing this all with a horrible offensive line. Penn State's offensive line is insanely bad, and he's putting up all kinds of amazing stats. And
well, you can do it when you can jump over every. Well, you can jump over every single player at any given moment. It works.
It does work. It's working for me. I'm steamed up.
He's like like Superman. He's like any character from Justice League. You know how they just fly 30 feet in the air and you're like, okay. That's what Saquon is. He just flies over all the defense.
I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and, I guess I am kind of going to sit here and do this, but he looks like Tomlinson. He can catch the ball. He can make all the moves. Is he going to have that career? I have no idea, but he's amazing.
Maybe a little more athletic even.
Yeah, I mean, he's in that mold of a pass-catching guy who can also run, a Marshall Faulk, a LaDainian Tomlinson. Like, the hype is real. He is going to be really, really good. And that's why the Welsh wants to pick number one overall and get him.
Yeah, so again, I guess I resold myself. Jimmy G doesn't need to be starting, though. I've kind of said this, it's a little homerish, but the minute he gets out there, we just talked with Kerry last segment about streaming quarterbacks. I don't know. I think that he might be able to do something, when he gets out there. When they put him out there, I think he might be able to actually move that offense, which, we were talking about dropping Marquise Goodwin. Marquise is, unfortunately, the number one there. Maybe there's a little bit of value. Speaking of number one wide receivers, Josh Gordon stepped on a practice field today, was not immediately arrested and thrown in jail by the NFL or suspended. I am so steamed up. They did a promo video walking behind him, 12 to midnight.
6 to midnight.
6 to midnight.
You never get it right.
I don't.
Well, first of all, you need to go on Twitter and see this GIF that just a guy sent us about ITL pie.
Yeah, that is fries, funny. Burgers, and then...
I don't like the Thousand Island dressing that's in there, but everything else is pretty solid.
Oh, you don't do who is it that does that? Is that Burger King?
Well, the Thousand Island dressing is a Big Mac.
Oh, yeah, that's Burger King, right?
Big Mac is McDonald's. Mac.
Oh, okay.
McDonald's.
McDonald's from...
Yeah.
Ooh, is that a Christmas movie, Coming to America?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. It's been...
It's winter.
I've only seen clips.
It's winter. Okay, emphatic no. Years. Could it be a Thanksgiving movie, Pavona?
Is it a seasonal movie?
It's just a movie with snow, apparently, is what we're getting to.
It's just a movie that takes place in winter. It's not seasonal.
I don't know. I see New York and I see
Cool
snow.
Runnings.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a fair point. I guess I see snow, and I see...
We don't see snow. You see snow, you assume it's a Christmas movie. We're in Arizona. We don't...
They got jackets.
We can drive an hour and see snow, but we just don't.
But then you guys have never seen the movie Fargo.
I don't remember it, though.
That's just all snow.
Fargo's amazing.
Yeah, well, okay, fair enough. Is Fargo a Thanksgiving movie?
It's not even close to it. No.
No, it's just
it just takes place in winter.
Am I the only human being that sees, when I see snow, I immediately am like, is this Thanksgiving or Christmas? That's all I think.
Yep. You're the only one.
I'm the only one. There's no way.
Definitely not Thanksgiving, because a lot of places don't really get snow until around December. So Thanksgiving, you don't usually get snow.
Yeah, you're really making us look dumb here. This is an Arizona take, and I would like to apologize for it. We don't ever see snow. It has snowed 2 days, ever. I've been here for over 20 years. It snowed twice here in Arizona.
Well, guess what? I'd immediately get into the holiday spirit if that happened.
Yeah. You'd be like, is it Christmas or Thanksgiving? Yeah.
Who wants a present? Exactly. Where's
the
turkey leg?
It did start snowing, the first time it started snowing here ever. And it was for like 5 minutes. I was decorating the Christmas tree.
Where are the white Russians? It's time. It's time. Yeah, we're going to break here in a second. But like I said, I could not be more excited for Josh Gordon to be back. I know everyone hates it. It's way more fun and popular to crap on him throughout this whole thing. But week 13, what is this? Week 12? We're going to week 12.
Week 12, yes.
Week 13, when he is eligible, over, under... 4 catches, 80 yards.
Under.
Really?
Look, everybody, Josh Gordon is way better than Martavis Bryant, right? Athletically, they're kind of the same. Josh Gordon's a bit bigger, but, Martavis Bryant missed 1 year and is awful now. So,
yeah.
I'm not saying Josh Gordon's going to be awful, but I'm just saying to temper expectations. You know, if he comes out and he's amazing, great. Then you can start him week 13 if you have him. But if he comes out and he puts up 3 catches for 38 yards, what are you doing week 13?
I'll tell you what.
You're comfortable?
You're prepping yourself because he got that one game under the belt before your playoffs start in week 14, because that's what it's about. That's what we care about with Josh Gordon. Playoffs start, get one game under the belt. I don't know, man. Wide receiver 3? I'm in. I'm all about that. It's the case that they gave Josh Gordon to be lit. All right, we'll come back. We'll finish up some of this football. I don't know if we'll get to any basketball, but there's lots of stuff going on. I mean, the Braves got demolished by everything. There's a lot of baseball stuff in the news, but football is on the horizon. Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll even drop a little bit of what we're not thankful for. You can call in as well, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in this league. Bogman and Welsh.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
What's this? A piece of toast? A pretzel stick? Popcorn? What
in this league?
Blockhead cooked all this. What kind of Thanksgiving dinner is this? Where's the turkey?
In this league.
Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners? Where's the mashed potatoes? Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Where's the white Russians, you blockhead? Where are they at? I was wrong, too.
I love so much that blockhead is MF-er in a Charlie Brown world. Like, if you just took blockhead and changed it to MF-er, it would make Charlie Brown so much funnier.
That's a good point. Almost like the bleep game, Jimmy Kimmel, unnecessary censorship.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that. We'll just record saying that, and we'll take a whole clip and we'll put that on our YouTube channel, and then we'll be famous.
Yeah, exactly. If Bavona's really good at dropping the "in this league" quotes in there. So
I know, it's so funny. I want to do a contest at one point. Thank you. Yeah, blockhead. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Wait, can we time it? I don't know if you have it. I'll go. Oh, Charlie Brown, and then do it. Oh, Charlie Brown, you... There you go. See, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like it. What the hell is going on here? We're getting all this. Our takes are just getting blown up here. Though someone is sending us right now, this is Derek Kowal on Twitter. He sent us, this has to do, oh, we didn't even talk about the Azer thing. He sent us, or sent me a couple of these. I want to talk about that for 1 second, then we'll finish up our football talk. Sent a couple pictures in of a homemade pumpkin pie cheesecake, Bogman. It looks amazing.
Speaking
this
steamed up.
Is too much for me. An apple pie with bacon topping.
Apple pie with
the
bacon
top of the pie is bacon.
I mean, how much more American can you get?
You
get,
would you eat
apple
that?
Apple pie with bacon on top. I mean,
would you eat that thing?
Well, yeah.
No way.
I mean, I don't know if it'd be good, but I would try it.
It would. There's no.
Look, I like all those things. All right, bacon and apple pie. I don't know if they mix well together, but I give it the old college try.
I mean, there are weird combos sometimes, like the McDonald's French fries and like ice cream. That's a money combo. If you've ever had that, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and it's not a normal thing. So you had to kind of go out on a limb and try it.
I don't know. It's a little too much. But so what happened
earlier.
By the
way, still 53-47% in
is it really?
Pecan pie favor.
I'm tweeting this from the In This League main account. What is going on here? Where are my pumpkin pies? I don't even want to advocate for pumpkin pie. I'm so against pecan that I
yeah,
need to jump
you didn't
on that
do
side.
Any, you didn't do any campaigning for pumpkin pie. You were so confident that it was going to be pecan pie, and it's not.
Yeah,
the
listen.
Old pecan pie, boy.
Pecan pie did not have proper server set up, released a whole bunch of emails. Can we trust our Thanksgiving dinner to a pecan pie that has no security? It cannot rule our Thanksgiving. Let's
what
make Thanksgiving
are you
great
talking
again.
About?
Let's make Thanksgiving great again.
I tell you what is actually important is this all this net neutrality stuff. Have you seen it, the Welsh?
it's a huge problem. If people are not out pushing to make sure that net neutrality sticks around, you are a crazy person.
I need
you're
to do the Randy
person.
Marsh thing. I'm sorry. I thought this was America. Home of
I
free
thought
speech.
This was America.
You get no free speech if net neutrality is not kept.
Yeah. I mean, we're not big advocates. We're not... Yeah,
you
bunch of blockheads.
You blockheads.
Yeah. This is some blockhead type of stuff out there. We're not not big campaigners and all of that stuff necessarily, but I will tell you, fight against that.
This is
that.
The FCC.
You
know, they're a bunch of blockheads.
Don't let that happen. So the before we get to football, so Adam Azer, CBS, everyone should know him on this station. You know, great relationship, him and Nando, all their great days. So we're buddies with Azer. We posted out our football podcast where we kind of started this pecan versus pumpkin pie debate, and I put that in the descriptor as I tweet out. So then Azer jumps in on the tweet, and he goes, pumpkin and pecan are both trash. So right there, people just a flurry of, this is your worst take, you suck, lots of you sucks, lots of gifts, all that type of stuff. But then I respond back, and I say, I totally agree. Not a fan of either one. I don't get down with either one. But pecan is trash. Rather have cheesecake. Then he quote tweets me and goes, what was his actual thing? I should
it was
get
like,
it like
cheesecake sucks too. Something along
yeah.
Those
let me
lines.
See if I can actually find it because all of my stupid tweets just have to do with
you
this right now.
Scroll through so many tweets because you're so
I
popular.
Do. Oh yeah. So he retweets mine. I go, yes, all Thanksgiving pies are overrated. Rather have cheesecake, but pecan is the worst of the bunch. It's trash. And then Azer goes, hey, guess what? Cheesecake sucks too. 69 comments later. Nice, by the way. The comments on this are they're incredible. Let's see if I can actually
read them. Could you
read
them to your mother or are
yeah,
they
let's
not
see.
Appropriate?
It says, Azer's tweets are starting to remind me of Trump's tweets. That's one.
Oh,
your taste in music is flex at best. Your taste in foods appear to be Blair Walsh. I like this
one.
That's a good one. Food taste. Adam is the worst. Pop culture taste. Heath Cummings is the worst. And this is there. We're done. You two can share in your words, dumb. Your worst dumbs. Someone said you're embarrassing yourself. A lot of gifts. I love the speaking of Adam Sandler. You know something. You suck. From Happy Gilmore. It is, or not Happy Gilmore, that's, what's Billy the Madison. One where he goes back to school? Billy Madison, yeah,
Billy
there you
Madison.
Go. So he got lit on there, and I just get to see every single reply on it. It's my favorite thing. And open invitation, but he sarcastically was like, oh, well, I couldn't make it.
You didn't mention what I said.
I don't remember.
I said, do you like anything?
Oh, yeah, and he said cable guy. He was trolling us. He trolled us back, so it was great. So we love Acer, and that's fun. So we'll relive the poll, 844-84-FNTSY, if anyone has any fantasy football stuff, or you can do your takes on that. But finishing up the football news, I'm going to get off the hot and steamed up about Josh Gordon. Is this like 2012? Because Darrell Revis was heavily in the news because he signed a two-year contract with the Chiefs.
My immediate thought was, why, though? Why? The only 300-yard passers that the Chiefs have allowed were Derek Carr on a Thursday night football game, and then Carson Wentz, and that was week two. They've been pretty good against the pass.
Maybe there's like a breakdown happening in their secondary.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. But they don't have – the upcoming schedule is not great passers at all. This is clearly a playoff move. This is – we're going to pick him up. We're going to see what he does for a couple weeks. And then we're, you know, if he doesn't work out, we're going to cut him. It's the same thing the Seahawks did with Dwight Freeney. And they cut him. And now the Lions picked him up because Ziggy Ansah can't stay healthy. I'm sorry that we're talking about the defensive side of the ball. But upcoming schedule is Buffalo, the Jets, Oakland, the Clippers, the Dolphins. And then week 17 is against the Broncos. So,
I mean, hey, maybe it's great. A good... get him kind of work. Like you said, it's a playoff move. You know, get some of the rust out. Get him going for the playoffs. Playoffs.
Yeah. Playoffs.
That's a weird
move. Talk about playoffs.
It's a weird move. A couple quarterback pieces. Tom Brady, Achilles injury. It doesn't look like it's serious. Like, as far as Rappaport reported that he should be fine. But what I worry about is if they're running away with stuff.
Achilles.
Yeah, no, you do. But how about more than this? Just like the overall, like if it's aggravated and it gets really hurt, what if towards the end of your playoffs and your fantasy championship week 16, they start to rest him?
Yeah, that could definitely happen. But, you know, this is what you want if you're a Tom Brady owner. You want the Steelers to keep pace. So,
great point. Lose a game and Steelers keep pace. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So they're playing for something through this whole time.
Well, they have the same record now, and they play week 15. So that game will mean a lot.
But it's a good point.
That game will mean a lot.
And that, you know what? Fair point. Unless there's a gap that's created between them. You know, let's say Steelers lose another game, Patriots win, and then they beat them in week 15. Week 16. Well, I'm just saying. Week 16, I know. We could have a Tom Brady problem.
We could. We definitely could. So we heard before that Russell Wilson is the number one quarterback. I still think it's Tom Brady, but this Achilles injury. Like, what's worse? Like, the fact that Russell Wilson is getting pummeled every single game, or that, you know, Tom Brady has this tweak? Or do you think that the potential for him to sit out week 16 is there? Because I don't necessarily.
That's what I was saying. That's my biggest
worry.
I
know. That's what I'm asking. Are you more worried about that than the injury?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Fair point. I'm more worried about that and that thing happening than I am an actual. I mean, he's a freak. He's a freak in nature, Tom Brady is. I just assume nothing is going to happen to him. He'll be totally fine. It's more the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be their worst enemy if they decide to lay back. Tom Brady play. I mean, what are you going to do? You go into week 16. They're like, we're playing Tom Brady. They play a half, and they sit him the second half in your championship game.
I know, man. That's brutal.
I mean, if you had any serviceable option, what are you going to do? It's at Buffalo, too. At home at Buffalo.
Yeah, but you've got Pumpkin Pie is taking the lead, by the way. Update. 52-48%, but it's still really close. Come on, Pecan Pie people. I need you to get out there on Twitter and vote for me, please.
Pecan is like Wilson, and Pumpkin is Tom Brady.
I mean, that's not a bad comparison, but, you know, maybe week 16 you'd rather have Russell because he needs to be out there.
A little pumpkin pie on Friday or something like that on Black Friday, you're saying. All right, I guess I get that.
Black Friday shopping, by the way?
I used to do Black Friday shopping. I haven't done it in years outside of, like, I'll get down with getting online and maybe checking out and seeing what's you know, like what's happening
but that's
in
not
the deals.
That's not Black Friday.
If that doesn't count, then no, I don't do that anymore.
Like count. Out with the horrible animals? Human beings that do it. Yeah.
Maybe like a noon or something. I've done that like last year. I think noon I went out and it was still kind of crazy, but everything's picked up.
How about you work
like
an
that?
Extra day and pay full price? How about that?
Yeah, Instead, people can totally do that.
Going standing in line. Like that day that you're standing in line is usually the end of Thanksgiving. You could probably work for time and a half somewhere, right?
Yeah, but you know,
go do
get a 65-inch TV for $200. I don't know what to tell you. It's people are you're tempted, but I don't know. Amazon rules everything. Amazon has bought everything out, so we're just gonna get like Wally at some point in our movable chairs, and Amazon will just deliver everything. It's no problem. One more segment in the hour, and then it is football takes in the second hour. So don't go anywhere. It's Bogman the Welsh.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's In This League.
Was the first Thanksgiving really just about pilgrims and Indians from space?
Wow, there's a lot about Thanksgiving I never knew before. Yeah.
In This League.
Bruce.
That was a good one. Good job, Pavona. Super producer Chris Pavona in the house on the ones and twos. Give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Little South Park Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thanks for that, buddy.
In This League. That's good job, buddy. That's very good. We always like to give you kudos. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh.
Batty. That's an Adam Sandler also, remember? Dude,
yeah,
Batty.
I don't remember Sandler doing that.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't think so.
Dude,
you know this dude?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, guy. What do you think, guy?
What's going on there, homie?
You know what would be great? We should do this is an idea. We have to charge everybody for it because we can't waste our time. We need to do a Twitch, and we will live listen to old Adam Sandler CDs. We'll do like one a week for a month, and we'll lead up. How many does he have? Does he have like two or three?
At least two.
Okay. So we'll do like December 1st and December 15th. We will do live listens of those CDs with people. If he has three, then we'll just lead up to Christmas with it, and we will charge for people to come in, and it'll be like Mystery Science Theater 3000, but with like our childhood.
I am a simple goat.
That's my favorite.
On the back of a pickup truck.
It's the best. Adam Sandler was the best. So many people.
The young lovers.
Gotta respect the young
lovers. R-E-S-P-S. Sammy, jump off of the back of an effing truck.
We need to come back. I don't know if this is possible. We need to come back somehow second hour. All second hour needs to be Adam Sandler music. It's like the best thing ever.
I don't know. Like if there's so many.
Normally I do that, but you would ruin my whole Thanksgiving thing. I can't do
that.
That's
true. I know.
Hey, he worked hard
next
on the Thanksgiving.
Week, though.
We'll do it next Wednesday. Right.
All right. We're just going to like, it'll be like 1 week is wrestling themes. 1 week is Adam Sandler songs. It'll be great. The poll currently, if you want to vote, FNTSY Radio, pecan pie or pumpkin pie.
See,
good guys.
See, you didn't update it once until you were winning.
That's important to tell everybody. Good guys in the lead. Pumpkin pie, 52%. Pecan pie, 48% if you want to vote. Last little piece of football notes before we talk more football in the second hour. It's the Broncos are going with Paxton Lynch because they just, like, why not? Because they don't care.
Well, I think that the offensive line is so bad and the other quarterbacks are so ineffective. It's kind of like, why not, right? It's like, well, the other guys don't work. Let's at least see what Paxton Lynch has. This sucks if you're a Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders owner, you think, because you just don't know what you're going to get out of those guys this week with Paxton Lynch.
Quarterback meetings in Denver, it's like gold jacket, green jacket, you know, it's like Paxton Lynch, Brock Osweiler, who gives a crap? That was probably their decision making at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they could have gone to the coin flip that we did last week on this show, and the guy who called in could not have been more annoyed.
Oh my God, how upset was that guy? He could not, like, wait, Pavona, I know we're going to break here in a second.
Call.
Yeah, Pavona, can you come on real quick? Just one more second.
Yes.
We're just taking all of your time. That caller we had last week where he called in twice, remember?
Yes.
And he had, like, the question.
Yeah.
And he, like, fooled you. He totally lied about what he's going to call. And then he asked us a question. We didn't agree. And he was like, sounds like you guys don't agree. And we were like, oh, we'll take it to the coin. We flip a coin. Have you ever heard someone so annoyed by advice than that guy that we gave him because we flipped a coin? Have you ever heard anybody that annoyed?
Probably me, in the fact whenever I need some sort of advice and my parents just, if I ask my dad for advice, he just kind of goes, you do what you got to do. I hate that. It makes me nuts.
All right. Well, that guy hates us. There's no chance he ever listens again.
All right, thanks, guys.
We've been talking about it for a week, how he was just like, thanks, guys. Like, it was so sad. It, like, hurt us a little bit with how sad, like, he didn't embrace any of the bit, and he was just like, all right, thanks, guys. Thanks for making him. We weren't making him a joke. We were making the situation. We didn't agree. What are we going to tell you? I can't change my mind.
Not always going to agree.
Not always going to agree. Nope. All right, second hour. We are going to be talking about all the games coming up, Thanksgiving games. We'll talk about the Sunday games. We will also talk about what we are not thankful for. I want to talk about that. So don't go anywhere. Bogman of the Wells for In This League coming up. Talk to you soon.